646-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God's plans are bigger than your and mine, you and mine. All we have to do is walk with him. And he empowers us. He graces us to walk with him. We cannot do this on our own. The Holy Spirit has to empower us, but we have to give him the right of way. Lord, have your way. Somebody say that right now. Lord, have your way. Come on, have your way in me, oh God. Lord, be glorified. Have your way, God. Let him have his way. The blessed life, the best life, it belongs to you as a child of God. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:7, the same came for witness. John tells us that the darkness comprehended it not. Satan could not comprehend what God said because his wisdom was so corrupted. And because he was so filled with pride. Look at this. Satan basically said, how could God say the light will only be found in Jesus Christ? Look at me. I am the light bearer. Think about it a moment. Because Satan's corrupted wisdom that led him to not comprehend what God the Father had spoken comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Look at this. All men who partake of that tree say the same thing. They glorify themselves rather than God. Romans 1:21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Paul testifies that men do not comprehend what God has said about his glory, because men want to glorify themselves. That is the bait of Satan. Look at Hollywood. God bless them. People that want the fame, amen, want the name, want the money, but they have to sell out. Amen. Look at the music industry. They want the name. They want the fame, but they sell out. You bow down and worship me, I'll give you the glory of these systems or kingdoms or domains. And that's exactly what they do. So it's the same thing that we see in mankind. Paul testified that men do not comprehend what God has said about his glory. God said, let there be light. It also is also God's proclamation that Jesus Christ will be the one who destroys Satan. See, God was saying a whole lot in that declaration. Light be. He was letting the devil know, you will never bear the light. The light will only be found in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he it is that will ultimately bring your demise. When Satan, in Isaiah 14, I believe it is, he said, I, he had the five eyes. And immediately when he finished, God said, thou shalt be cast to hell. He sealed it up with his word. Here he was sealing up his doom with his word. Let there be light also meant that Jesus would be the one by whom Satan was destroyed. Because all of God's, the Father's dealings with mankind would be through the Christ. Think about it a moment. There's no other way, and there has never been another way. The theophanies that we see in the Old Covenant, under the Old Testament, they are Christ. Amen. Melchizedek, Christ. Amen. The three that were walking and Abraham stopped them and pulled them in to feed them. One was Christ. Amen. Joshua at the wall of Jericho when the theophany stood there with his sword drawn. I am captain of the host. Christ. He was that rock that led them through the wilderness. He was that rock. Come on. He was the cloud by day and the fire by night. It was Christ. All of God's dealings with man have been through Christ. He is the one that has sealed the doom of the devil. Everything. That's why we are so blessed. We know this Jesus. He lives in us in the person of the Holy Ghost. We believe in the blood. We believe in redemption. We have put our faith in Him. We understand the story. Those that are of the other seed, like Satan, they are so into themselves. They have no room for this. This crutch, this foolishness. But God has chosen the foolishness so that it could be nothing to do with you. I don't care if you're the president of a nation. You get saved, you've got to bow the knee. You've got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. No other way, no other door, no other God. There is none beside Him. Amen. We're almost there. The Son of God was manifested. 1 John 3:8. Did I go through that already? 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. See, there in verse number 2, He's already dealing with the spiritual darkness. When He creates man, now the devil targets His creation of man. But in chapter 3, verse 15 of Genesis, God says, now that you've gone this low, I'm going to send a seed. Amen. This Christ that is destined to destroy you, He will become a man. And He will redeem the man. You see, the reason angels cannot be redeemed is because they made choices. On that day, that first day, the dividing of day and night, the ones that chose Lucifer went with Lucifer. The ones that chose God stayed with God. There is no hope for the ones that went with Lucifer now. They made the choice, but man was deceived. And through one man's sin, all of us got in this stuff. So God said, I'm going to send my creation a redeemer. He will be the Christ. He will become a man. See, God had a plan. He was slain from the fountain. See, they had the devil. They had the devil's number long before. He said he will become a man. See, the reason he became a man, becoming a man, because he was the Son of Man and the Son of God. Being the Son of Man gave him authority in the earth. Because he was of the clay, his body. Without being the Son of Man, he would have no authority in the earth. He would be illegal. That's why the devil is illegal. He wasn't born here. This is not his habitat. That's why demons are so at unrest. They are so anxious. They are nervous. They're evil. They're violent. They have no rest. They are out of their sphere. They are out of their place. They are not in their right place with God. Only way you have peace is when you are in right standing with God. When you are walking with God. Otherwise, you don't have peace. You might have some satisfaction. You might be able to drown your sorrows a little bit here and there. But you have no peace. There is no peace to the wicked. And demons and all that they are not at rest. When they're cast out, they go into a dry place seeking rest. They can't find it. But when we are in Him, a hurricane could be blowing outside, but we still be at peace. Knowing that my God is God of the wind. Amen. Jesus Christ was manifested for a purpose. The purpose was to destroy the works of the devil. Because the devil sinned us from the beginning. This is the same beginning that we read of in Genesis 1:1. The manifestation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, occurred in Genesis 1:3 after the devil sinned from the beginning. God manifested. He said, light be. And Holy Spirit went into that light. See, everything that Jesus did here was under the power and the direction and inspiration of the third person. In other words, what redemption He made a way for us. When He rose from the dead, spent those 40 days with His disciples, and then ascended, He told them, go up to Jerusalem and wait for the promise. Holy Spirit is coming back. In other words, the third person to finish this anchor leg of the race is coming back. I'm going to be seated here interceding on your behalf. See, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What does that mean? Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father, and the devil has no access there. The accuser has no access to accuse you. The only thing the Father hears is the testimony of Jesus. And the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In other words, he's speaking your future. No matter how things are going right now, what Jesus is talking about up there, by about this time next week, everything will clear up for him. Everything will be all right. Father, they need your blessing. The Holy Spirit is interceding with words that you can't even utter, a language that you don't even know, but the Son is taking it and taking it before the Father. And the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What your life is supposed to be, what your destiny is. That's what goes on in heaven. Not any gloom and doom, not any falling short. Amen. Jesus already paid the price. Amen. What was the result? He was judged. He died. He became sin. We are not being judged for sin. That doesn't mean you go around just doing your thing. That doesn't mean that. If that's your thought, then you better check some stuff. What we are being judged for is reward. What position will you have when you arrive, when you pass through the gates? What have you done where the Lord can say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy. Or will there be things that go up in smoke when it's tested by fire? Say, well, that was a carnal work. That was not what I assigned you. It was a good thing, but it was not a God thing. That's what we're being judged for, what we will receive at the Bema, what they call the Bema seat of Christ. It's important that we work, that we labor in the Spirit. Remember Mary and Martha. Martha was going around, and if Jesus was coming to your house, you'd make sure too. Hey, get that vacuum out. You vacuum, wash that window. Wash them dishes in there, boy. You'd have the place clean. She got caught up in that. And when Jesus arrived, Mary said, "Hey, I'm out." She got her Bible and sat down at his feet. And Martha was still scrambling. See, that was a good thing, but Mary had chosen the God thing. Now look what he says. Martha, Martha, thou art cumbered and troubled about many things, but Mary has chosen that which shall not be taken from her. She will have a reward. But what the way, the spirit by which you are doing things, you'll have no reward.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.